My bride-to-be, Miss Lucy Lee, went and bought a radio set, and she took me as a household pet. The loudest speaking papa she's heard yet. I talked tough, I'll admit I was a little rough, and I strutted round terribly proud. I'd rave and I'd shout out loud. Well, I always sounded like a crowd. And one night I bawled her out about her radio. That made Miss Lucy angry, and she told me so. She said, loud-speaking papa, you better speak easy to me. Someday you'll shout, then no doubt, I'm gonna turn your dial and tune you out. I don't have to listen to your noise and din. There's plenty other stations that I can tune right in. So loud-speaking papa, you better speak easy to me. You better speak easy to me. You're listening now to station TNT. Your mommer's announcing, so listen carefully. If you get mommer angry, just as sure as you're born. Gonna twist your aerial, honey, and maybe bust your horn. I don't like what you're broadcasting anyhow. Your program's getting stale and full of static now. You know your mama's got an awful powerful set, and there ain't nothing nowhere that I can't get. So loud-speaking papa, you better speak easy to me. Now don't fret and pout, don't rave and shout, 'cause I can plug you in, then I can plug you out. I got a strong suspicion that you will not last. You're wearing out your storage batteries mighty fast. So loud-speaking papa, you better speak easy to me. And here's another thing, big boy. There's a million other papas in the air, and I can make connections most anywhere. So loud-speaking papa, you better speak easy to me, or I'll sign you off. You better speak easy to me. Good night.